All right, moving on to agenda item number 6, discussion and possible action on wastewater treatment agreement with the cities of Clute and Richwood by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Brad, your slides are up. You're good.
Thank you, David. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. One of the wastewater plants that we operate is a facility for the cities of Clute and Richwood. And the purpose of this item here is to request authorization for us to enter a 1-year extension of our agreement with those cities. Just a photograph to kind of orient you of what this plant looks like. It's located in the city of Clute down in southern Brazoria County. It's a 4 million gallon per day plant, and we also have an associated reuse facility there that supplies treated wastewater to one of the local industries down there. We have 4 BRE employees that are assigned to this facility that work there on a daily basis. Again, it treats wastewater from both the cities of Clute and Richwood. We've been operating there under a 20-year contract since October 1, 2000. It's a cost reimbursable contract, so those cities reimburse us each year for all the expenses that we incur in operations and maintenance there. The contract is scheduled to expire on September 30th of this year, and the cities have requested a 1-year extension of the current contract while they consider options for longer term O&M in the future. The cities are very happy with our performance there. I don't think that they're displeased with anything. They're just at this point doing their due diligence. You know, they've been in a contract with us for 20 years, and I think that they feel that they owe it to their constituents to look and see what other options are there. And so they may end up doing some type of request for qualifications process later on this year for operations beyond the end of fiscal year 2021. And it's not something that's unusual. Many of our other wastewater customers have done similar things in the past. The proposed budget that we have for 2021 for this facility is about $1.1 million. And we would request that you grant authorization for the GM CEO to execute the 1-year extension moving forward into FY 2021. That's my presentation. I've got a resolution for you, but I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Will that extension go to September 30, 2021?
Yes, ma'am. The contract right now is on, I guess, the city's fiscal year, so it's October 1 through September 30.
Brad, this is Director Fernandez. I understand this is a cost reimbursable contract. But has there been any study or research into how this might negatively impact our budget if they decide to move in a different direction?
We haven't done any detailed study. We have looked at that possibility. The impact to us would be pretty minimal. I mean, we've got 4 employees there that we're very, concerned about, would want to make sure that we do everything we can to find a place for them or to transition them. But again, we're looking at September of 2021. And again, the cities haven't given us any indication of the fact that they're going to go in a different direction. But obviously, it's a possibility. And so we have started looking at budget impacts that we could occur in 2022 if that were the case.
Any other questions or comments?
Yes, this is Director Abraham. I have a question about this. Do we use any outside contractors to operate this, strictly our staff?
No, sir. For the most part, it's BRA staff only. For some of the major capital items, periodically we might hire a contractor to help with those. But for the day-to-day operations and maintenance, and even for most of the capital work at the facility, we use our own staff, BRA staff.
So these outside contractors are approved by our department, otherwise our Brazos server authorities, right?
I didn't quite hear that. Could you say that again?
No. When you choose an outside contractor, those contractors are pre-approved by our organization?
Yes, when we do select a contractor, we have to follow our procurement processes. And so, if it's a major item, we have to go out for bids. I think anything over $25,000. And if it's anything from $5,000 to $25,000, we have to get three quotes. So that's the process that we use when we do need to secure an outside service.
Okay, I have a follow-up question. One is, you said $1.1 million to operate. So do you put any cushion in there for unexpected maintenance or a breakdown?
Yes, part of that $1.1 million includes capital work for next year. So, you know, some of the replacements and planned repairs for next year are included in that. I know we're planning on replacing a generator there. And I believe there was also some preparation for some electrical piping replacement. I believe we also have a repair and replacement fund in that contract, you know, just for unforeseen things that could come up.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Brad, Director Rick Huber.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. If they should choose after the one-year extension not to use us to operate the plant, since it's cost reimbursable, isn't that just a wash then? We have no cost to be reimbursed, so except for our employees that we'd have to take care of.
Yeah, that's for the most part. And again, I think the impact would be minimal. We do have, you know, some of our specialty folks like SCADA and electricians, those type of folks that aren't necessarily assigned to any one particular facility. You know, they would have no time to bill to that facility, so their time would end up being allocated or used elsewhere. But other than the dealing with the employees, that, and I think we also spread some of our BRA overhead costs on that facility that would have to be absorbed somewhere. But again, I think it's pretty minor impacts, even looking at those couple of things that I mentioned there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your questions. So, seeing no other comments, Brad, would you mind reading the resolution?
Yes, ma'am. Whereas the Brazos River Authority has operated and maintained the Clute Richwood Regional Sewerage System under a 20-year cost reimbursable agreement with the cities of Clute and Richwood that commenced on October 1, 2000 and which will expire on September 30, 2020. And whereas the cities have requested a one-year extension of the existing agreement to begin on October 1, 2020 and to expire on September 30, 2021. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager/CEO to execute a one-year extension of the Clute-Richwood Regional Sewerage System Agreement to begin on October 1, 2020 and to expire on September 30, 2021.
You've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Richard.
I love it. I did it. Get anybody. Okay, I hear Rick Huber.
Judy Crone.
And a second made by Judy Crone. Thank you. Please poll the board.
Presiding and Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Abraham.
Yes.
Director Bourne.
Yes.
Director Fernandez.
Yes.
Director Henderson.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Crone.
Yes.
Director LaChance.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Leslie.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Ruiz?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Savage?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.
Before we move on to the next agenda item, if we can take 2 minutes, everybody put yourself on mute, get your coffee, stretch, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you.